They started about 17 years ago, 18, I think it was 18 years ago. And it was kind of a neat story. The director at the time, Bob Phillips, had three daughters, and he was teaching them how to play some old-time American fiddle tunes, and they just were having a blast. The Ann Arbor Art Fair came up, and they decided to put together a little band and have a booth. And at that event, they raised several hundred dollars, and their friends just thought, man, this looks like a lot of fun, and man, they're making a lot of money doing that. And so they said, hey, Mr. Phillips, can we do that? And so he started a before school program for middle school kids, all of his daughter's peers, and kids really had a good time doing it. It developed from there to them when they graduated to high school. They said, hey, Mr. Phillips, we still want to do this. Can we have a group? And so he created the Celine Fiddlers at that point. We called it Fiddlers Philharmonic for a while, but we found that a lot of artists or a lot of audiences didn't know how to say the word Philharmonic. So it kind of started into Celine Fiddlers, and that just kind of stuck.
So how did you get involved with the Fiddlers?
Well, I was a student at the time, and I thought this just looked like a blast, and got involved. And when I graduated, I went to pursue a degree in music at the University of Michigan, and I'd been involved with the Fiddlers as a performer, but also had a real strong interest in music technology, and helped develop the group sound system, and through some other professional affiliations, had some connections, and had been working in that field for some time. So I started as an assistant director, really with the auspice of trying to help build the sound system so that kids could play for bigger audiences. Oftentimes, symphonic players play in a large hall, and those sound great, and it's kind of a formal occasion. What we get hired to do sometimes is that, but often is different. We'll play in banquet rooms or outdoors, and having a PA system was really important. The bigger the audience, the more sound equipment you need. So I started working in that capacity, and helped arrange a lot of music and helped organize a lot of different logistics. And so he invited me to stay on as an assistant director, and then when he went to retire, he asked if I'd take it over. So I've been involved as a director now. I think this is coming up on my 10th year.
How does one become a fiddler?
So the students audition for the Fiddlers at the end of their 8th grade year. They're coming up on that now, actually. Auditions are on March 3rd. And so, you know, they've heard about it for several years. It's a pretty big thing in our town. They prepare three songs and play them for a panel of performers. And then if they've passed that round of auditions, they're invited to take lessons with a current member and then work with our staff for a couple of months to learn all the music. And then once they've got that set, they take a re-audition with me. It's a drop the needle test, and they learn a couple of hours of music by memory, and then play the music for us, and then they join the performing block.
You've been with the Fiddlers for about as long as it's been around, right?
That's correct.
I guess, what's it like seeing such a big change? I mean, it started out as something very small, and now you're traveling all over the world. What's that like?
Sure. It's a neat organization that really impacts a lot of lives, and it's really rewarding for me to be involved with. The opportunities it affords attracts a really invested, well-directed, hardworking student, and those kids in any setting are always rewarding. Most of our kids are strongly involved in athletics and community service. They tend to be pretty scheduled kids, giving them the opportunity to perform all over the place and do lots of neat things. And we've done when the hurricane came down and hit Louisiana, we did a tour down there and did some rebuilding efforts. We've played at the White House two or three times. We've opened up some big country names like Reba McEntire and done some really, really fun things for them. And through the experience, you know, it's like any other well-directed thing with high expectations and supportive environment. It helps kids to be unified in direction, and together they achieve great things. A lot of our students have gone on to do some really awesome things, whether it's lawyers, doctors, bankers, engineers, a lot of musicians. And they look back at this experience and say this was really formative in their leadership abilities, time management, and just general life skills. It's very rewarding to see it have that impact on students' lives.
You talked a little bit about the program kind of being a way to preserve this, you know, old-time fiddle music. Talk about some examples of some things that people might have been playing in Michigan back in the day.
Well, sure. There's a lot of different music from a historical perspective, whether it's Blackberry Blossom or Cripple Creek or Old Joe Clark, a lot of tunes that were really, really famous and interesting from that time. Henry Ford was a strong proponent of fiddle music and created a lot of halls for dances and entertainment, whether it was for his employees or just because he thought it was awesome. And there's a lot of people in the area who have a great resources for us. We can go to jams and different venues to learn different tunes. And we love to bring those in and incorporate them in a style that's fun to play for our kids, whether it's strictly historical or we tend to change things up quite a bit. There's not a lot that's traditional about a 30-member fiddle band, but we try and preserve those historical influences as much as possible so that kids have a sense of that tradition and at least understand what it is as they apply it to their musicianship overall.
So talk about your upcoming performance in Battle Creek on March 10th. What kinds of things are we going to hear?
Oh, the kids have a great show lined up. We're playing lots of different music, some old-time originals. We've got some music's been composed by some of our staff members and some of our students, some music that's by lots of different famous artists. They're playing a medley of tunes, tribute to the Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, all the way to some Beatles tunes and a lot of old-time fiddling. Kids love to sing and dance. We've got a great group of cloggers that are really entertaining and always a great crowd pleaser. A lot of different surprises in store. They sing, dance, and play and always leave audiences at their feet.
If you could talk about maybe three favorite songs that you've done with the group.
Sure, absolutely. The kids have recorded 10 albums in the last couple of years, or since their career. We record one about every other year. A lot of different stories of all the different tunes that make them all fun, but I'll highlight a couple of them. One of our staff members, Brad Phillips, is a real neat Celine fiddler story. He grew up and was a talented musician in high school, great fiddle player, went on to earn a degree at University of Michigan in jazz studies, and now is doing some arranging for us as well as some other things. He recently had a couple of kids, and one of the tunes, Wilson the Warrior, is written about his young son. Will's name is William, but Brad's pretty funny and likes to give everybody nicknames. And this song is about Will as he's traveling through imaginary lands, enjoying everything from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to the Power Rangers. And he's apparently loves to bang on a lot of pots whenever Brad's playing music around home. So this tune has a lot of different influences and a lot of fun to play.
It sounds like a lot of
Another
fun.
Another tune that we loved to do. There was a bass player in the area, Andrew Kratzett, who's just a phenomenal player. Any band in any genre would be thrilled to have him. And is making great strides. A young man, he with his fiance was traveling on the on I-94 and had a really tragic car accident. This was almost a year and a half ago, and he had written several different songs that were awesome. We recorded a song of his called Galise 581D. It's about the promise and hope for life in outer space. We had a blast putting this one together, both because it was meaningful. Andrew had taught a couple of our students and played in a band with Brad, but also the message of hope was really, really great for our kids. And we feature Alyssa Sheska singing that one. And then if I had to choose a third tune, tell you about, I'd go with, there's a great old American fiddle tune called Old Dangerfield that's got a lot of really fast fingers flying, kind of barn burner kind of fiddle tunes, and the kids really had a great time putting that together. A lot of technique challenges in order to pull it off, but they play it pretty well.
So do you have a new recording in the works?
We'll be working on a recording next year. This is an off year for us, but we're in the middle of putting together music at this time. A lot of different things that we think about when putting together music. We want it to be approachable for our students and appropriate for their techniques, but we're always looking for ways that we can stretch the boundaries and help expand their horizons. So looking for different interesting music. We've got a lot of different possibilities, looking for music from some of our heroes like Natalie McMaster or Mark O'Connor or Sam Bush. Got some music by a Swedish fiddle band called Swope. A lot of different things we're looking at this point.
Do you take a lot of your recordings from things that you've played live, or how does that all turn out?
Well, we play about 80 times a year, and at a lot of the events, there are people who do video. In order to get there, most of our performances are just a carpool. The parents get in the vans and drive us. And so we don't have a lot of videos, there are several videos up on YouTube of different performances we've given.
All right. Well, that's all I had. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about the Fiddlers?
No, thank you very much for your interest, and we look forward to seeing everybody in Battle Creek.
All right. Thank you.